there two of them that wish to do it, or could we, could you do it for both of them over at one time?
I could go ahead and do it for both of them at one time.
Fine, Edith, go ahead, please.
Arthur Nichols, 55. I am again for those people from out of state who are not Alaskans who receive permanent funds for a trip only before Alaskan residents. It decreases the benefit money that's supposed to be for the elders, for the senior citizens. It should be only for Alaskans. Those that are not permanent residents, they get the money and leave right after they get the money, where they go back to their own country and receive more money from their own country.
Edith, please, on behalf of the, are you through?
Another testimony by Eloise O'Rourke. It's a short one.
Okay.
I don't want the longevity bonus taken off or reduced. I want it the way it is for me. $50 don't even pay for a lunch. I pay all my bills, and $250 really helps a lot. I want the longevity bonus the way it is. In 1 month, I don't have $100 to my name after paying bills. The longevity is a lifesaver.
Thank you, Edith. Are you concluded? That's a Raj on that. Please thank Frank, just a second here. Hang on a minute here. Please thank Arthur and Eloise for testifying. The committee appreciates it very much. I believe that will conclude Beryl. I'll go on back to Valdez now. Valdez, do you copy?
Yes, this is Gloria Day. Do you copy me now?
Go ahead, Gloria, loud and clear.
I have a question for Senator Petula. I would like to know what the time frame is for the movement of the bill through the Senate and through the House. In other words, how long have we got to work for Bill 56, or 57, whichever seems to be the one that is foremost present on my favor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Of course, the present time frame would be up to pretty much Senator Abood, and the bill goes to Judiciary and Finance also. I believe it'll move through Judiciary rather quickly, and we're optimistic that it'll have great support in Finance also. I think that we'll wait till pretty much toward the end of the session before it'll be adopted, but I think some version, and I'm optimistic it'll be 56, will be adopted, Gloria. It was certainly good to hear Margaret Fraser out of Glen Allen, too, after all these years.
Gloria, this is Senator Abood. It's in my committee at the moment. I'm trying to get it out of here. This is our first hearing on it, and we're taking testimony. We'll be doing it again on Monday, coming up Monday on the 16th. Then I have full intention of hearing it again very shortly, probably within that same week if it's possible. I would anticipate at the present time that this bill will be out of my committee not later than the first week in March, all things being equal. Senator Petula is chairman of Judiciary.
We'll waive it.
And he'll probably waive it because he's going to get all the information from here. Personally, I want this bill. My personal feeling is that this bill, we played around with this thing, something that I don't think we should have played around with to begin with, but here we are, and that I want it out of here, a law passed so we can put this thing to bed and put it to rest from now on. Everyone seems to be very upset. Everybody says, somebody will say something about capping the income and so on shakes everybody up, well, it's time we quit shaking people up. It isn't our fault that it is shook up. We're doing it, I guess, again, this is my personal opinion, in the name of saving money. Well, maybe they should have been here at the time that we founded this country, this state. We went without roads, and we went without water, and we went without sewer. We drank canned milk when you couldn't afford fresh milk, because there wasn't any fresh milk, it was frozen milk. Perhaps we ought to take them back to those years and ask them if it was worth it. I think it was, and I think we ought to continue with the longevity bonus just exactly the way it is, with some minor adjustments, and I feel that Senator Katula feels the same way about it. So that's my intention, to kick it out of here as quickly as I can and run it through the system so that this will become law before we leave this session. I don't believe any of us can afford to continue to go another year on it. It's my personal opinion. And now we'll go to, by the way, we have 16 minutes left. I'd like to go into Fairbanks again. Okay, I guess we'll have time to take two if you'll make it short, please. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, this is Jack Murphy in Fairbanks. I'll say hi to Bob Gore and Ben Sweet. That's the old deal. I think she'd been left alone. As you know, the old saying, when everything works, why fix it? Now, I know that when these new legislators come down here, Jay, you send them through a school of confusion, and after they get through and graduate cum laude, you tell them to write these bills up, because I've read this bill two or three times, and I still wonder what the hell I've been reading. But we still want to see the old thing and left alone.
All right, Jack, thanks a lot for those words. Are you finished, or can I go to Thelma?
This is the moderator. We have one more person here to testify in the Pioneer Home.
Okay, Thelma. Thelma, for your testimony. I'd like to go to Seward, please. Seward, do you copy? Thank you very much. Do we have someone else in Seward?
Dick Biker had to leave, and both of our offices are going to be closed on Monday because of the holidays.
Let me see over there.
thank you very much. Senator Catula wants to say hello.
Herman, it's good to hear you. We worked a long time on this program, as you well remember, going back to the late 60s. We appreciate your testimony, and thank you.
Hey, Jay, I'll be down there about the 20th and 23rd.
The whole Pioneers Lodge group's down here now, what with Wally Kubley, Gore. They're going to run off at the whole show before you get here, Herman.
All right, Seward, thank you very much. Anchorage, do you have someone else up there right now? We have about 11 minutes, 12 minutes. Go ahead, Anchorage.
Yes, sir. I have Otto Schneider, who would like to say a few words.
Otto Schneider. Hi, Otto. How are you?
Hi.
Go ahead.
I agree. You say amen with Senator Duncan. I think this thing should have stayed related to Friendly Britain, and it would have phased itself out. I don't know if it will ever phase itself out now. If it had stayed the way it originally was, well, the state would probably be spending less than half of what they're putting out now. I also agree with Ruby Coyle. It's confusing, very confusing. The proposition is on the ballot. I think you should just completely disregard that. It was kind of like a true-false test. I don't think I even voted on it because I didn't understand it. I don't think anybody has voted on it and understood it. They just figured, well, I better put down an X here or a better punch this because I'm supposed to. I would like to see this go back to the original plan that we had. The whole thing was changed by one little attorney. What we really need to do is get the courts out from under the control of the governor and bar association, and this can only be done by a constitutional amendment. I hope you'll think about that. Thank you.
Thanks very much for your testimony. Is there someone else there, please?
Not at this time, Senator Booth, but I'll go on record as I would like to testify next Monday, and I will not be the moderator, so that will take care of that little item.
Are you going to testify now? Or do you want to wait till Monday?
Well,
I can't hear you.
I have several questions that I would like to ask. Under Senate Bill 56, you have a cutoff date. As of January 1, 1988, anyone that is going to be 65 years of age after that date would not be eligible for the longevity program. Is this true under the Bill 57? I see where that you might reinstate the program to people in the year of the turn of the century, the year 2001. But those people that would turn 65 after January 1, 1988 would not be eligible. Can you explain, please?
Thanks. Senator Catula, would you like to explain that the cutoff date of January 188?
She's going to the Duncan bill.
Your bill.
They're going to get everything. They're going to get both.
Oh, yes. I was carrying on some correspondence here at the time, so that I can only apologize for not picking it up. What's the answer is that those that are now eligible, those before 88, those that are now eligible will get the total bonus and the annuity. They'll get the annuity and the permanent fund bonus both. After 88, they'll be paying the permanent fund bonus into it and building up toward age 65 age 65 annuity. Yes.
Is that correct?
So far as I understand your question, that is right.
Because we have several people that I know that are turning 65 after the cutoff date of January 1, 1988. I myself am an Alaskan resident of 36 years. I've raised my family, and
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 56 will allow you to, and that was the vote of the people, it's the annuity legislation. It will allow you to receive your permanent fund when you hit age 65. And if you hit age 65 after 88, you will still receive your permanent fund dividend, but you will contribute to it your annuity. You will receive your annuity, but you will contribute to your permanent fund dividend. Sorry to mix those two together. Guess it must be late in the day.
Thank you very much, Anchorage. We'll be back on the air again on Monday. Let me go around. Is there anyone out there that I have not heard from? We only have a few more minutes. If you'd rather wait until Monday, if not, you can get it in quickly. I'd like to be able to hear from you. Yes, it is. Your legislators are hard at work. I thought I'd get that one in. Anyone else along the out there in Radio Land? Come in now, please. Go ahead, please. Catch a can. Thank you. It was a privilege to have you talk to us. I would like to thank at this time Gordon Landis. Where's Gordon? There he is. I just want to thank you for being here. At this moment, we have no questions at this point in time. It's the intent of the chair to have a work session on this, and we will take your questions at that time. During the next conference also, and maybe perhaps we can get away from the questions by explaining it a little more clearly as the committee meets as a whole to discuss both of these bills and reasons why we're going to go with one bill or the other or a combination. And that's the way the committees will work on this particular bill. But that will be the committee's decision after we get into the work session. I'm quite positive that it will work for the benefit of the pioneers and for the older people that are here. Senator Curtula wishes to say something.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Doing two things at one time here. But Senate Bill 56 really is the expression of your vote that took place at the general election. It's the annuity program. It provides for the $250 a month to continue to all residents that reach age 65. And you will contribute, those that are not 65 by 88, they will contribute their permanent fund toward the dividend program, but they will continue to their permanent fund toward their annuity program, but everyone in Alaska will receive it under Senate Bill 56.
Thank you, Senator Curtula. Unless there is I have 1 minute. Unless there is someone else who wishes to testify, I will conclude the teleconference today and thank everyone out on the teleconference line for being here and showing your support for the longevity bonus. I do want to thank you all on behalf of the committee. And with that, is there anyone else? Hearing none, I'll bid you good afternoon. Thank you very much for being in attendance. The teleconference is closed down at this time. Anything further before they come to the committee? There is nothing. We are adjourned. Thank you.